man, oh man, oh man, how did I get here? I'm going to be honest, before I even start, I got to give God all the glory and honor and praise, because throughout this week, it actually, believe it or not, like Jocelyn, it started with a daydream with me. I was just doing some laundry, and then I had a daydream in my head about me doing a sermon, and some parts of it stuck me. It's like, whoa, that's a good sermon. It's like, I wonder if I'm supposed to preach at the youth thing or not. I don't know. And so I prayed about it, and the next day, a scripture came up. But it wasn't the same as in the daydream. So I was like, is this really God? Is this not God? And so for the whole week, I was like, is this him? Is this not him? Is this him? Is this not him? I just had no idea. And like the youth can tell you, literally, I pretty much put this together within an hour. It's crazy. And so I just got to give God all glory and honor and praise, first of all, because if he didn't help me, then this wouldn't be happening. So but with that being said, we heard about peace. Now I got to know, what is love? What is love really? And so if you guys have your Bibles, why don't we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it tells us all about what love is. Now, I would read the whole chapter, but I don't have time, so I'm going to read the important parts of the chapter. But anyways, let's start in verse 4. So, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. These things will last forever, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. So love truly is a beautiful and wonderful thing. But what does love look like in today's world? Why does our world seem so cruel and so dark? Why aren't we loving people as we should? If we read 1 John 2:15, it tells us the answers. So, flip on over there. My tab is. There we go. So 1 John 2:15, it says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you." And so it's simple, really. The people of today love the things of this world. They're clinging on to what the world has to offer and not on what God has to offer them. This world today is full of Iwanas and Raymonds, people that would rather see their names in shining lights than help those around them that are in need. So the question is, how can we fix this problem in our world? How can we make this world a more loving place? By being the example for others. And so it tells us the answers in Matthew 22, 34 to 40, and James 1, 26 to 27. So in Matthew, flip on over there, Matthew 22, 34 to 40 says, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?' Jesus replied, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments.'" And then going to the other scripture here. There we go. James chapter 1, verse 26 to 27 says, "If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you." We cannot let this world corrupt us. We can't. We need to be the example for others. And what better place to start than in our own church here at DFGC? It doesn't matter what people have done to you or how they have hurt you, because in the end, all that God sees is what we have done and what is in our own hearts. He sees all of our hurt, our pains, our trials, our troubles. We may see them as struggles, but God sees them as battle scars, as trophies of honor. Don't let these things people have done to you hurt you anymore. It's like holding on to a broken piece of glass. The more you hold on to it, the more it's going to hurt you and the more it's going to break you.
As Elsa from Frozen says, let it go. And do whatever it is that God wants you to do. If you're hurting, if you're having a hard time letting go of pain, or if you're struggling to show someone love, we can be reminded of this scripture here, Romans 5, 6 to 8. Which says this. So, yeah, 60. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love to us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. God didn't have to do that. Jesus didn't have to do that. But they loved us so much and saw that we were in need, so they came down to our rescue, to our aid. We can rescue those that are in need today, that are around us. All that I know is if we don't start loving each other the way that we should, then we've already failed God. We've already failed. Think about that for a moment. We've already failed if we don't love one another. That's a hard pill to swallow. Whew. I just want to close with this last verse in Hebrews 13:1. It says it perfectly to end off, which is, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. That's what we need to do. We need to keep loving one another. And so God bless you all. And I just want to thank you guys and just let you guys know that I really do truly appreciate all of you here at DFGC and all of those that came here tonight. You guys mean a lot. And this really is my second home. I honestly can't imagine life without you. So thank you guys. God bless you. Love you.